Blog Talk Radio.com.
Good morning. What is up? Greetings, America and beyond. And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using supplements, nutritional supplements, where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and acne and eczema and rosacea and melasma and hyperpigmentation and digestive ailments and autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system, it is designed divinely to heal itself, to renew itself, to regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up fast. 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder, head over to brightsideben.com. Find out what so many people have already discovered. This BTT stuff rocks. It lowers your blood pressure. It'll reduce your appetite. It'll keep you from snacking in the middle of the day. It'll help you feel better, more energy. It's $50 a canister. It's loaded with nutrients, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com and start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power of a good nutritional supplement program. And you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team as well at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thank you so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We're talking about the electrical nature of food. At the end of the day, life is electrical. We are manipulated by dead food. Dead food, food that has been deactivated, if you will. Processed food costs us energy. Not only doesn't it provide us with energy, it costs us energy. Good health is about energetics. Good health is about electrical energy at the level of the cell, and there's no doctor on the planet that can help you with that. Oxygen pulls our electrical energy, but the electrical energy itself is coming from the foods we eat. Protein and carbohydrates, and by carbohydrates I mean fats and sugars. Protein and carbohydrates, and you know what else? We can amp up the electrical energy of foods. Sugar, salt, spices, these are ways that food energetics can be amplified. This is why throughout history, sugar and salt and spices were always valuable commodities. Wars were fought and empires were formed around these food-enhancing or flavor-enhancing substances. Before preserved food, before preservation and refrigeration, foods were hard to keep around. Foods would rot. People didn't even know what rotting was until the 19th century. They just knew they couldn't eat their grains or their meat or even their fruits and vegetables the longer the stuff sat around. But with salt and sugar and spices, they could not only preserve the food, but even more importantly, they could make ordinarily inedible foods palatable and even tasty. Why? Because sugar and salt and spices are highly electrical. And the tongue and the brain are always on the search for electricity. Remember, electricity is the life force. Electricity is health. Our brain is on the lookout for electrical energy through foods. We don't want to eat. We want electricity. We don't want food. We want electricity. We've just evolved mechanisms to think electricity tastes good. And this is why sugar and salt and spices have such powerful flavor-enhancing properties. Over millions of years, we evolved strategies to seek out electrically charged foods, and it's these built-in, hardwired strategies for electron-rich foods that food scientists are constantly looking to exploit with various chemicals and flavors and enhancers, things that they could put on top of foods to sell us crappy, lifeless pablum that we would never eat otherwise. This combination of salt and oil amps up food energetics. Salt and sugar and oil and spices. These flavor-enhancing substances can be experienced as enhanced taste. And oil and salt on top of sugar is especially irresistible. And if you throw in spices, you're not going to be able to turn that food down. This is why pizza places never go out of business. Cheese and salt and bread are the holy trinity of flavor. You could put cheese and salt and bread together in all kinds of combinations, start yourself a business, and you're going to make a lot of money. Because the human drive for fat, for oils, for salt, and for sugar is unstoppable. We find those foods irresistible. You want to make some money? Open up a pizza place. Anything with cheese and salt and bread and you're going to be good. Or potatoes. That's another one. Potatoes and bread are rich in sugar. You throw salt, you throw oil on top of some kind of sugary food, and you're not going to be able to resist it. But you can use this hardwired drive for salt, for sugar, for fat, and for spices to your nutritional advantage. You can take advantage of these drives. I'm going to tell you how to do that, but first I want to talk about one of the absolutely most powerful foods on the planet, one of the most electron-dense foods you could ever eat, and one of the most tastiest foods you could ever eat as well. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're on a diet, this is a food that is powerfully dense with electrical energy, powerfully dense with vitamins, powerfully dense with minerals and amino acids and substances that help you digest the whole package, trace nutrients, fiber. The food I'm talking about is sprouts. Gram for gram, sprouts are among one of the most powerful classes of foods you could ever eat. And for you guys on the ASAP diet, the longevity ASAP diet, where you can only eat 500 calories or some small amount of calories a day, sprouts can be your best friend. Sprouts are mega electrically active. They're activated seeds. Sprouts are the good stuff in seeds. And seeds are really a motherload of nutritional value. The problem with seeds is they're sleeping. A sprout is a seed that has been awakened. The fruits that we love so much are really nothing more than nature's carrying case for its most important product, which is seeds. Seeds, unfortunately, are sleeping, and they have chemicals that keep all that active chemistry asleep. Seeds are dormant, and seeds are hard to digest. Remember, for the most part, nature doesn't want its seeds to be eaten. That's one of the reasons why seeds have this tough outer coating. And that's why seeds have chemicals that inhibit growth. A seed is dormant. A seed is asleep. Chemicals like enzyme inhibitors make seeds a less than perfect source of nutrition, even though theoretically they're packed with nutrients. This is the problem with grains. Grains are seeds. And nature's reluctance to have its seeds eaten is one of the main reasons why grains are such a problematic food. The only way to eat grains is if you crush them up first. If you somehow process them. Nobody would eat grains if they weren't processed. The beginnings of civilization started when we figured out how to process grains in a industrial or in a large-scale fashion. It's true, our Paleolithic ancestors ate small amounts of grains, but it wasn't until we figured out how to really get going with grain processing that civilization began. The only way to eat grains is to process them somehow because they're seeds. Their shells make them indigestible and their chemicals make them put their activity to sleep. When we eat those chemicals, those enzyme inhibitors, for example, those phytates, for example, they prevent our bodies from accessing the nutrition in seeds. And this is where sprouting comes in. Sprouting activates a seed. Sprouting takes a seed from being dormant into being alive, electrically alive. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. 855-660-4261 is our number today. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in the next segment. We're talking about the electrical energy of food. It's all about electricity at the end of the day. It's not the foods, it's the electrical energy we need. And if you're one of those folks that's having a hard time keeping away from food, chances are you're eating a lot of dead food. If you're on the ASAP program, if you're on a diet program and you want to reduce the amount of calories you're putting in and still be satisfied, and that's really the key to dieting, to maintain satisfaction, eat electrically active foods. Eat live foods. And there are few foods that can say they are more electrically active and more alive than sprouts. In fact, sprouts are the quintessential living food. A sprout is a seed that has been brought to life. The problem foods, many problem foods, or seed foods like grains, are problematic because they're sleeping. Sprouts are sprouts are an awakened seed. When a seed combines with water and sunlight, its enzyme and its growth inhibitors are broken down and the life force is released. The life force is released from a seed and it becomes a sprout. The previously inert, dormant, sleeping entity that we call a seed has been vivified. It's been brought to life. It's alive and it's loaded and it's packed with everything you need for life. In nature, I'm sorry to say, the strongest stuff is always the young stuff. Maybe I'm not sorry to say it, but that's just how it is in life. In life, the strongest stuff is the young stuff. That's why veal has always been prized, or lamb over mutton. It's why edamame, which is baby soybeans, tastes sweet, but older beans, not so much. And it's why sprouts have so much nutritional value. They have life force. They have chi, which is electrical energy. The electrical energy of health is running full steam ahead in a sprout. They have the sun, and they have nutrients, and they're exposed to the air, and they have carbon dioxide, which is what they use to make oxygen. You're eating the electrical energy of life when you eat a sprout. Sprouts are chocked full of nutrients. Sprouts are chocked full of enzymes and vitamins and minerals and amino acids and phytonutrients. And they're really filling. They're amazingly filling. You get a little crate of sprouts for $3. You're not going to believe how filling that stuff is, especially if you jack up the electrical energy with oil and with salt. For you guys doing that ASAP protocol from Longevity, if you use sprouts for part of your 500-calorie, I think it's 500-calorie a day allotment, you're going to find you're much more satisfied. You're going to find that you can stay on the program longer, and you're going to find that you can get a lot of really, really good nutritional value as you drop the pounds. You can buy sprouts for $3 or $4 for a crate, or you can sprout yourself. Sprouting is really easy to do. All you need is seeds and water and a jar to put the stuff in. You can sprout alfalfa seeds or clover seeds or bean seeds. Personally, I love alfalfa sprouts, mung bean sprouts. I don't make sprouts myself. I go out and buy them, and there's all kinds of variety in sprouts. Pretty much any seed can be sprouted. You can sprout nuts, which are basically seeds too. By the way, nuts are problematic. A lot of folks think that nuts are perfect food. They're not. Nuts are like seeds, and they have things that put chemistry to sleep. But if you sprout a nut, you wake it up. You can sprout dill or fennel to get some flavor. Keep your jar in the fridge. Put some seeds in a jar. Put a little bit of water. Keep the jar in the fridge. Dump out the water. Replace it a few times. Pretty soon the seeds are going to germinate, and you're going to have some pretty tasty sprouts. Cheap, too. Almost free. It's just seeds. The time between your soaks and your replacing the water is going to vary with the different sprouts. Most seeds you're going to soak for 8 to 12 hours. Do a couple rinses a day. In a day or two, you're going to have yourself some delicious sprouts. If you let the seeds sprout a little longer, they're going to have a little bit more flavor. Eat them fresh. Make sure you keep them in the fridge. Bacteria love sprouts just as much as we do, so you want to make sure the whole thing is in the fridge. If you're interested in learning more about sprouts, there's tons of good websites. Look up Sprout Man. Look up bulkfoods.com/sprouting. Look up livingfoods.com. There's lots of good information about sprouts and how you can make your own sprouts and the nutritional value of sprouts. And always mix your sprouts with oil and with salt and with spices. It amps up the electrical value, the electrical energy value of the sprouts, and you'll find them incredibly, incredibly satisfying. In fact, for one of those little crates of sprouts that cost around $3, you can barely eat two full ones. That's $6, and that has got some of the most amazing flavor. You will feel so good. And one of the neat things about eating live foods is once you eat live foods, the chips aren't going to look so good to you. The processed food is going to look like cardboard to you. You're going to have this kind of intuitive memory of the living foods that you ate. When somebody puts the dead foods, the cooked foods, the processed foods in front of you, they're not going to look quite as tasty. especially if you mix your sprouts with oil and salt and your favorite spices. I like garlic, a little bit of cayenne. There's a spice I use called Tony Chachere's. Delicious. You put some rosemary or oregano on the sprouts. Remember, the combination of oil and spices and salt is ridiculously satisfying. Unbelievably satisfying. And if you already have a highly electrical food like sprouts or any kind of veggies, really, the combination is near irresistible. Salt and oil and the sugar that's in sprouts, sprouts have natural sugars in there, are pretty darn irresistible. And satisfying, and it's not just sprouts, it's true about all vegetables. Try adding some Udo's blend and coconut oil and garlic and Celtic sea salt to some slightly steamed broccoli or slightly roasted Brussels sprouts. Or if you don't want to use Udo's blend, use butter. You are not going to believe how delicious the combination of butter and Celtic sea salt and slightly steamed or slightly roasted vegetables is. You can add macadamia nut oil, olive oil. Make sure your oils are fresh. Make sure they're cold processed. Make sure they're kept away from light. Mix them with spices. It is amazing, and what you're tasting is electrical energy. After you eat veggies and salt and spices, there's no way you're going to be able to eat a bag of chips. If you're a salty snack lover, just experiment. Play around. Get some veggies, your favorite veggies. Load them up with oil or butter or salt and spices and munch them down, and then have someone set down a bowl of chips or pretzels in front of you. There's no way you're going to be able to eat those pretzels and chips after you had a bunch of broccoli or a bunch of sprouts with oil and with salt and with butter. There's no way that stuff's going to look good to you. And if you do eat a couple of chips or pretzels, I guarantee you it's going to taste dead. It's going to taste like cardboard. It's going to taste dead because it is dead. It's going to taste like cardboard because it's basically cardboard. So eating electrically active is one of the most important things you can do, and eating sprouts, eating living foods, eating vegetables is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of crappy foods. To wean yourself off of processed foods. If you want to get more nutritional value out of your food mix, if you want a satisfying diet food, a tasty and delicious, healthy, satisfying snack, mix Celtic sea salt, oil, and butter on top of veggies and put it on top of a salad. You're not going to believe how delicious a salad can be with Celtic sea salt and coconut oil or Udo's blend or butter. A little bit of butter on top of your salad. Yes, delicious. Think about all your favorite foods, chips and fries and pizza. They're all salt and spice, fake chemicals, oils. Usually sugar's in there somewhere too. If you find yourself unable to stay away from healthy, from unhealthy fatty foods, it's for a good reason. You need the salt and you need the fat. We are hardwired for salt and fat. Nothing says dumb health strategy more loudly and more clearly than a low-fat, low-salt diet. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back with your phone calls on the Genesis Communication Network right after this.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, check out Good Sprouts News, isga-sprouts.org. That's got some really cool information about sprouts if you're interested. And then ilikebulkfoods.com. You can actually buy sprouts right off of bulkfoods.com. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the electrical nature of foods, the electrical nature of health, and I'm going to tell you another way, yet another way, to amp up the electrical value of your foods, to keep you from eating so much food, to keep you from eating so much calories. That's one of the reasons why we're always on the hunt for calories, is our food doesn't have electrical energy. So by amping up the electrical energy of foods, using live foods, using oils, using salt, using spices, even sugar will amp up the electrical energy of food. Of course, sugar has got a tremendous downside, so you got to be careful with sugar. But anything you can do to amp up the electrical energy of food is going to be in your interest. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about another way that you can amp up food electricity for your ultimate health benefits. So you're going to want to tune into that. On the bright side, time to hit our phones at 855-660-4261. Heather in Colorado, what is going on?
It's Heather in Evergreen. We've got a 12-year-old son who we had to actually take to the hospital this week for behavior and mood problems. They say he has depression and possible other mood disorders like bipolar. He's not on any medication. He's been very defiant lately and not eating very well and seeking out a lot of sugar. We're taking, you know, the BTT and the Healthy Start Pack and really nutrifying ourselves. And my plan is to try and nutrify him when he gets home from the hospital before they put him on meds.
Here's a couple ideas for you, Heather, okay? First of all, must be tough. I can only imagine what you're going through there. Did I speak to you last week, Heather?
Almost. We did.
Almost. We played phone tag.
Voicemail. Yeah.
Okay, we played some phone tag. Okay. So here's the scoop, Heather. First of all, when you have emotional issues, bipolar issues, depression, that kind of thing, the mental component, the emotional component is something that you have to address. Human beings have, especially kids, have a tremendous ability to compartmentalize trauma and stress. We can put it away in a box. Kids are really good at this. Problem is the boxes leak, and they come out and they manifest themselves as defiant behavior, as acting out. And I can't really talk to you too much about the emotional, the psychological, and the mental components. Those are things that you're going to need to address. However, from a nutritional standpoint, there's some tremendous things you could do, if not to completely reverse bipolar or depression or mental health issues, to keep them from being exacerbated, to mitigate them, to reduce their impact. And these are wonderful things that you should be doing. The first thing, the most important thing, is stay away from the evil processed foods. The chemicals they put in these processed foods, excitotoxins and flavor enhancers, the things we were just talking about, they're electrically active. They vivify the foods in a certain way, but not in a good way. And they create a jitteriness in the electrical energy of the brain and the biological system. This is what an attention deficit disorder is, an inability to concentrate, etc. So you want to stay away from excitotoxin-laden foods, or have your boy stay away from excitotoxin-laden foods and sugar-laden foods. But you can't just use willpower, as I've said many times on the program, especially if you're a little kid. You can't just order him not to eat sugar and not to eat excitotoxin-laden chips and cereals and snack foods. You've got to replace the calories that are coming in from those kinds of foods with calories that are electrically active, or calories from foods that are electrically active. First and foremost, a kid is growing, a kid is developing, and his needs for protein are greater than at any other time in his life. If he is deficient in protein, he's going to be going for other foods that his body can derive energy from, basically sugar foods. So sugar and protein have this very interesting relationship that manifests itself especially in kids whose protein needs are very high. All of us are going to be going for sugar under conditions of protein deficiency, but especially children. And then when you throw in the insidious marketing that is directed at kids to get them to buy these colorful cartoon-like foods, your Lucky Charms and your candy bars and your fruit Kool-Aids with 5% fruit in them, then it becomes almost impossible for a kid to resist these kinds of things. But if you get him on more protein, and I'm talking quality protein here, then it's going to make it much easier for him to be able to resist these kinds of foods. Use whey protein. If he doesn't have any digestive health issues, whey protein is a kid's best protein friend. Same with egg protein. Whey and egg protein are probably the two most important sources of protein for anybody, but especially for a kid. Get them on the sprouts that we were talking about. See if you can get them to where they're tasty. Make sure you mix it with lots of oil and lots of salt. Use vegetables with lots of oil and lots of salt as well. Use Udo's Blend Oil. Use the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity. Just like a kid's need for protein is very high, kid's need for fat is very high. Good fat. Use coconut oil. Make sure you're liberal with the fats, but make sure they're not processed. Make sure they're kept in the dark bottle. Make sure they're kept away from heat, and make sure they're kept in the refrigerator. Make sure they're fresh. Oils are very unstable. The combination of oils and salt and protein is going to make it much easier to wean him off of the crappy foods that kids love so much. I'm assuming that he's like a normal kid and he's just eating a lot of crappy foods. So you're going to want to wean him off of those foods with more protein, whey and egg. Use sprouts, use oil, use lots and lots of Celtic sea salt and spices. His favorite spices are great. It doesn't have to be Celtic sea salt either, by the way. I just like Celtic sea salt. You can use Himalayan rock salt. There's lots of different types of nutritional salts, but you want to look for a sea salt, whatever that is. Then in terms of micronutrients, there's also some tremendously effective strategies for mental health. The B vitamins and vitamin C as well, both of those are water soluble. The more liquids or the more water he's drinking, the less of these water soluble nutrients he's going to have, because he's going to be excreting them. Vitamin B1 and vitamin B3 have an especially important role to play in brain health. Interestingly, they both are also involved in processing sugar. So the more sugar a kid eats, the more deficient he's going to be in vitamin B1 and B3, and both of those are very, very important for brain health. Get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, have him sip on it all day long. Have him make it like it's a Kool-Aid. Make it like it's a delicious, tasty drink. You don't have to tell him it's a nutritional drink. Just have him sip on it. You can use the BTT, a little bit of BTT, to flavor a smoothie, a whey protein smoothie, for example. It makes it a little bit orangey. Make it almost like a shake. Mix a whey protein smoothie with a little bit of, or mix some whey protein with some water, with some egg, with a good nutritional oil, maybe coconut oil or Udo's blend. You can throw in a little of BTT to flavor it. It'll taste like it's a delicious milkshake. Make sure he's on 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Super, mega, mega important for brain health. Make sure he's taking around 1,000 milligrams a day of magnesium. Very, very relaxing. Use 5-HTP. 5-HTP has got some wonderful relaxing antidepressant effects. It can help stabilize brain health. Lithium orotate is a version of the lithium drug, the prescription lithium that they give you. In fact, prescription lithium is the treatment of choice for bipolar disorder. Get him on lithium orotate. You can buy it over the counter. The plant-derived minerals that you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine are also a wonderful source of lithium. Use something called theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. Have him sip on green tea, which is a good source of theanine. Theanine also has some nice stabilizing effects on the brain, and there are components in green tea that have a wonderful stabilizing effect. Green tea is awesome stuff, by the way. We haven't talked too much about green tea, but it's tasty, and it's a wonderful source of these calming nutrients, and it's got some very, very nice antioxidant properties as well. Hang tight, Heather. I've got a couple more things I want to tell you. West, Wayne, Dave, Laura, hang on. We'll get to you guys when we finish up with Heather. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side of talking to Heather. Are you there, Heather?
I'm still here, Ben. Thanks.
Hey, I didn't mean to. I gave a ton of information. I didn't mean to overload you, but those are all helpful things, and I never want to. Let's feel guilty if I skip stuff. So let me just tell you a couple more things real quick. Chromium, vanadium to help stabilize sugar. Get them on the sweeties after meals. And then don't forget about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids. Extremely important for brain health. Especially for little kids, but for everybody, no matter how old your kid is. And I guarantee you, you're going to start to notice the difference. Just reducing his sugar intake and upping his protein is going to make a huge difference. I know I gave you a lot of information. Does that help you out a little bit? Anything else I can help you with?
It's awesome. You guys are awesome. We
thank
listen
you.
To you regularly, and we'll listen to the podcast again, and we'll get him started as soon as we can get him.
Thank you.
Thanks,
God bless
Ben.
You. I hope everything works out for you. All right, Wes in Idaho. What's going on, bro?
Hello, Ben.
I wanted
to comment on two things. Had a superficial blood clot. Wanted to know why and how. Headlines from Ottawa, they're treating multiple sclerosis with stem cells. They say it's rebooting the immune system.
Dummies. Multiple sclerosis is an immune issue, yes, indeed, but you don't need no doctor to inject you with stem cells. This is just more ways we disempower ourselves, more ways the model sucks our power away and puts it in their laps, more ways the medical model sucks our money, sucks our time, sucks our focus away from where the problem really is. MS and autoimmune issues mean the immune system has been activated, the immune system is hypersensitive. There's only one question to ask ourselves when the immune system has been activated, and that is what is getting into the body that's turning on our defenses, and almost always it's going to be food. MS, like all autoimmune issues, should first and foremost be treated as a food issue. Secondly, as a digestive issue, protecting the digestive system with probiotics and such. Blood clots are a manifestation of the stress response running amok, much the same thing as autoimmune disease. It's something's getting into the system that's stressing out the body. Usually something is getting into the blood that's stressing out the blood. A blood clot is a way the body protects itself from bleeding and hemorrhaging, which is, from an evolutionary perspective, one of the major stresses, if not the major stress, that the body can fronts, being eaten by a tiger. So when the blood will clot in response to excessive levels of stress hormones and stress chemistry going crazy, the way you deal with blood clots is you oxygenate, which is the number one way to relax the body and tell the body it's safe. Deep breathing is a powerful way to keep the blood from clotting. Shortages in oxygen are a rapid way to start blood clots. Secondly, stay away from any problem foods, link digestive symptoms to foods, and eliminate those foods. There are also supplements you can use for thinning the blood. Vitamin E is wonderful. Omega-3 fatty acids are wonderful. In fact, good nutrition in general is a very effective way to keep the blood flowing smoothly. The blood is an electrical system. We've been talking about electricity, and one of the ways that electricity is generated in the body is through the movement of particles, big particles through the blood. They call them colloidal particles through the blood. As these colloidal particles move through the blood, they generate electrical energy. Over time, as the blood becomes clotted, that electrical energy drops, and this is one of the major roots of the disease and the degenerative process. So keeping blood flowing smoothly through the body is extremely important. As I said numerous times in this program, some of the best-selling drugs in the world are blood-thinning drugs. So clearly we got a problem with clots, which makes sense if you understand the relationship of blood clotting to stress. So oxygenate, reduce the intake of problematic foods, correct digestive problems, and get on some blood-thinning nutrients. I hope I helped you out there, Wes. And I don't mean to be short with you, but I got a bunch of phone calls here. I want to get to as many as I can. Dwayne in Iowa, what's going on? Dwayne, do we have Dwayne?
Yes, you do.
Dwayne? Hey, what's up, Dwayne?
Yeah, I've been on Youngevity since about November.
Okay.
I listened to, I think, on the Power Hour, maybe it was you on there, and it talked about heart fibrillation.
Okay.
I have a heart fibrillation that occurs kind of randomly, almost always at night, and it'll go 100 to 130 times a minute until the sun comes up, generally in the morning.
Okay. You want some ideas?
What's that?
You want some ideas for dealing with that?
Well, I started with what you said for fibrillation. I started on Youngevity and doubled it for 3 months and took 8 of the glucogels a day. And after 3 months, I started weaning down a little bit. Now, it did help. In January, it started helping. In February, in March, it started in again. And I'm still taking.
Want some ideas? You want some ideas for dealing with the fib, with the racing heart? There's lots you could do.
Uh huh.
Okay, first of all, understand that a racing heart is a sign that you're jacking out stress hormones, adrenaline and to a certain extent cortisol as well. So you want to regard a racing heart not as a random event, but as a manifestation of some kind of stressor. Usually if it's in the middle of the night, it's some kind of emotional stressor. You know, we can suppress our thoughts and our feelings during the day, but at night we can't suppress our thoughts and feelings. As we start to relax, thoughts and feelings that have been suppressed throughout the day start to leak out, and this can turn on the stress response, and it's a surefire way to cause your heart to race if you're so predisposed. So understand, first of all, that your AFib or your racing heart is not a random event. It is linked to some kind of stressor. Now, emotional stressors, mental stressors, psychological stressors are beyond the scope of this program, but those are just something that you want to keep in mind. From a physiologic level, there's lots you can do. From a nutritional level, there's lots you can do to relax this stress response. And once again, breathing, oxygenation, deep diaphragmatic breathing is going to be very, very important. Just that alone can help slow down the heart. When we think a stressful thought or when we undergo some kind of stress, immediately things start to clot up and clog up in the body, and that can create low levels of oxygen. Low levels of oxygen will trigger the stress response. Conversely, oxygenation can relax that stress response. So when your heart starts to race, immediately you want to go into slow, deep, diaphragmatic breathing. Secondly, you want to stay away from any foods that spike your energy. Sugary foods are going to be your worst culprit in this regard. More protein, more essential fatty acids. Use the ultimate EFAs. Get yourself on a whey protein supplement. Reduce your intake of processed foods, especially processed sugars. Then there's the micronutrients that can help stabilize the heart. Probably magnesium. I don't want to say it's the most important, but it sure is one of the most important. I'd be using 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium, especially before bed. Get on the OsteoMag product or OsteoFX product, which has magnesium. That's a longevity product that you'll find in a Healthy Start pack. Zinc can be very important for the heart. Vitamin C is unspeakably important for the heart. Everybody would benefit from 5 to 10 grams a day, especially if you have cardiovascular health issues. Vitamin E, very, very important for the heart, as is coenzyme Q10. And the amino acid carnitine can also help you. Get the book, The Sinatra Solution, which is written for people who have had heart attacks or have congestive heart failure, but there's still a lot of good information for just general heart-protecting nutrients. There's so much you can do for the cardiovascular system, but the most important thing to recognize is that if you have heart problems, blood pressure problems, circulatory problems, any cardiovascular problems, they're not primary. They're secondary. They're following stress. They're following low levels of oxygen. They're following nutritional deficiencies. They're following malabsorption, and they're following digestive issues. So if you really want to address your cardiovascular health problems, you've got to backtrack to the primary causes, which are nutritional deficiencies, stress-related, stress issues, as well as anoxia or hypoxia, low levels of oxygen. Thanks for your call, Dwayne. Got to see if I could take one more in. Laura, I know you've been holding for a while. What's going on, Laura?
Hello.
You know what? I hate to do this to you, sweetheart, but we only have about a minute. I can't really give you the kind of answer or solution that you need in a minute. Can you call back tomorrow, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay. I apologize for doing that to you. Same, Dave. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. Dave, same thing. Can we get you to call back tomorrow? We got about 30 seconds. That's not going to be enough time. Is that all right, Dave?
Dave, listen,
we only have about 20 seconds, and I want to give you a good answer, and I want to really treat you right here. Can I get you to call back tomorrow?
I won't be able to tomorrow for work reasons, but I will, in 2 weeks, I'll have another Monday off, and I'm so sorry, buddy.
What was your question? I'll address it tomorrow if you want to listen.
I was recently diagnosed with diabetes for a physical for a new job. And,
okay.
I'm not taking their medicine, the metformin. I've been taking the Sweeties, and it's actually helping it control it.
Good deal.
I have been having a tingling and numbness in my foot a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
How old are you, Dave?
I am 55.
And how long have you had the diabetes?
It was diagnosed about 2 to 3 months ago, and it would have been... It was only because I had to get a physical for a new job.
I'm going
to
answer your question first thing tomorrow. So if you don't listen live, check out the podcast, and we'll take your question first thing tomorrow, okay? Apologize. I hate to do that to you, man, but that's just all the time we have. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and an hour goes by far too fast on this program. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about how you can amp up your electrical energy, yet another way to amp up electrical energy of food. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.